proclaim the salvation of God day by day, tell among the nations his glory.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Bartholomew, Apostle. Dear friends, let us pause as we acknowledge those times that we have sinned. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts, in my words, and what I have done, and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. I ask the Blessed Mary, Ever-Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Strengthen in us, O Lord, the faith which the blessed Apostle Bartholomew clung wholeheartedly to your Son. Grant that through the help of his prayers, your church would become for all the nations the sacrament of salvation. Our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns in unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Revelation. The angel spoke to me, saying, "Come here. I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." He took me in spirit to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. It gleamed with the splendor of God. Its radiance was like that of a precious stone, like jasper, clear as crystal. It had a massive high wall with 12 gates where 12 angels were stationed and in which names were inscribed, the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. There were 3 gates facing east, 3 north, 3 south, and 3 west. The wall of the city had 12 courses of stones as its foundation, and in which were inscribed the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The word of the Lord. Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Let all your works give you thanks, O Lord, and let your faithful ones bless you. Let them discourse of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might. Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Making known to men your might and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is a kingdom for all ages, and your dominion endures through all generations. Grants me, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. The Lord is just in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth.
Grants me, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom.
Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia. Rabbi, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And your spirit.
A reading of the Holy Gospel according to John. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one about whom Moses wrote in the law, and also the prophets, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." But Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus has answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I think we can all see ourselves in Nathanael. Nathanael, this famous line, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" And how often are we quick to judge people? And we look at people, we question and think, who are they? Or who do they think they are? And we're all guilty of it. And what does Jesus do? It doesn't discourage Jesus, but rather he goes directly to Nathanael and he shows him love. My friends, when we encounter new people, or maybe at work there's somebody with a new idea or somebody that comes to us, sometimes we can question them or look at them because we do get stuck in our routine. And sometimes in our routine, we get closed-minded. And in this gospel today, Jesus is saying, open your eyes to who is in front of you. There are many, many people that are in your midst, myself included, that we often ignore because we are human. And this gospel today is challenging us to pause to see the person in front of you, because every single person is a gift from God. So my dear friends, can anything good come from Holy Family in South Pasadena? And the answer is yes. There's a lot of good that comes from here. But when people encounter us and say, that person comes from Holy Family, I want them to say, I encountered a disciple of Jesus Christ. That's the greatest title we'll ever have. Not our political party, not our sports affiliation, not our last name. The greatest title is, you are a disciple of Jesus Christ. So when people encounter you today, may they see Jesus, and may you bring him closer to Christ. Amen.